The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. And Jesus went on to say, "What is the kingdom of God like? To what shall I compare it? It is like a mustard seed that a man took and planted in his garden. When it was fully grown, it became a large bush, and the birds of the sky dwelt in its branches." And again he said, "To what shall I compare the kingdom of God? It is like yeast that a woman took and mixed in with 3 measures of wheat flour until the whole batch of dough was leavened." The Gospel of the Lord. Now, I'm sure you all listened to the reading from the Gospel about the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is the life of God. It's just like a seed somebody planted and it came to life. Now, you all have a Bible. Does everybody have a Bible? Hands up who has a Bible at home. We all have Bibles at home. Oh, everybody might. You should get a Bible if you don't. Talk to your mom and dad and tell them we need to get a Bible. Why is the Bible important? Because God speaks to us through the Bible, right? This is God's word. And now let me tell you what God says about creation, about the seeds and the earth. Listen now, and I'll tell you what it says, okay? It says here that in the very beginning, God made everything. It said, there was nothing there, and God came and he created everything. He said, let there be lights in the sky so the sun comes up. Let the stars be in the sky. We'll have night and we'll have day. God said, this is night and this is day, right? And then God said, let the water teem with the abundance of living creatures. So God made all the fish we see everywhere. God made all the fish, gave the fish life. And then God said, let the earth bring forth all kinds of living creatures, cattle, creeping things, animals of all kind. God made all the animals. The life in the animals, that's the life of God. Anybody here have a dog? Who's a dog? Anybody have a cat? Somebody has a cat. You know, the life in the dog and the life in the cat, that's the life of God. Isn't that wonderful? Now, did you notice how the trees, the leaves are falling from the trees now? You think they're dying? Oh, no, they're not dying. They're just going to sleep. They're going to go to sleep for the winter, and come spring, oh, they'll all come back to life. They're like, it's nighttime, and they're going to go to sleep for the winter. Now, why is this very important? It's very important because, let me tell you about plants. Would you believe that up to about 10 years ago, the oldest seed that was known was 2,000 years ago, and it was in Israel near Masada. I'll be there in about 2 weeks with God's help. And they discovered the seed, 2,000 years old, and they dug up the seed, and they took it away, and they planted it. Guess what? It grew. It was 2,000 years old. We thought that was great until about 10 years ago. Would you believe? Are you ready? 10 years ago, Russian scientists discovered a seed that was 32,000 years ago, way back in the Ice Age. And they got this seed that was buried there and they planted it and it grew because the life in the seed is the life of God. Wasn't that wonderful? Now, why is this important to us? Because everything is God's life. That's why it's very important not to you don't throw trash around, because that ruins God's life in creation. That's why we have You put your trash in a special bucket, and then you put recycling stuff in a separate bucket, because we don't want to offend God's creation. That's why the environment and the flowers and the trees are all very important. Your animals, your dogs and your cats, all part of God's creation. And all the life that's in the trees and the plants. Anybody have trees near their house? Yeah, those trees are life, and those trees, that's the life of God. Okay? So that's what the Word of God says to us. That's okay, I believe you about the trees. This is very good. So keep this in mind now, that it's very important to respect and to love God's creation. So keeping the air clean is very important. Don't you think? Yes? We need clean air, because the air is part of God's gift to us. Keeps creation alive. Right? Isn't this good? Okay, you want to keep this in mind. Now, it also means the life in the other person next to you, like this, here. That's the life of God. Yes? Pardon me? God made everything. See, isn't that very good? So keep this in mind. Now, what will you do today to remember what God says to us in the Bible? Okay, here's what you're going to do. You're going to be very kind to everybody, because the life in the other person is the life of God. Is this true? Yes? And you're going to be nice to your dog and your cat today, because when you see your dog and your cat, you say, the life in the dog and the cat is the life of God. Right, too. And now when you look at the trees near your house and the plants and the flowers, and you'll say, the life in the tree and the plant is the life of God. Right, too. So keep this in mind. That's why it's very important for us to respect people and to respect all the things that surround us. That's why. Did you sleep last night? Did you sleep last night? And you got up this morning because God made the night and God made the morning. And God said, when the night comes, what do?
Go to bed.
You go to bed and you sleep. And then you get up in the morning because God gave you a new day. And the sun comes up and you say, God is calling me to a new day. Isn't that wonderful? This is a very good way to live, isn't it? But that's the Word of God. That's why the gospel today says, what shall I compare the kingdom of God? It's like a seed that's full of life. So don't forget that today. Now, you want to say something special to me, do you? So when she gets up in the morning, she sees God in the new day. Yes? That's very nice. This is a new day. Now, let me ask you one last question now. Who's grouchy in the morning? Hands up, who's grouchy in the morning? Oh, gosh. Okay. So when you get in a carpool, are you grouchy or are you cheerful? Okay. We should be cheerful in the morning, because God gave us a new day. Did you get up this morning by yourself, or did somebody have to call you? Your mom had to call you, did she? How many times did she have to call you before you got up? Twice. Okay, well, tomorrow morning you're going to say, why? God gave us a new day, so you're going to be cheerful instead of grouchy, and you're going to get up the first time you're called tomorrow morning. Does that sound good? Hands up, who's going to be cheerful? We're going to be cheerful all day. This is wonderful. Now, that's God's life. That's the way to give out. We must live out God's life. That sound okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Is that all you need to hear from me? Is somebody saying yes? Okay. Then I'll stop now. Now we'll bring up the gifts, okay? Wonderful. Okay.